You're listening to an African Elements top news story for February 27, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Will the Home for Good Act end Illinois reentry housing barriers? By Darius Spearman. The state of Illinois is facing a crisis that affects thousands of families every year. When a person leaves prison, the most important thing they need is a place to live. However, for many individuals, finding a safe home is nearly impossible. Current laws and policies create massive hurdles that prevent successful reentry into society. This situation often leads to a cycle of homelessness and rearrest. Supporters of new legislation say these housing gaps hit Black communities the hardest. They argue that without a stable roof, people are far more likely to return to prison. This problem is not new. It is the result of decades of policy decisions that prioritized punishment over healing. Today, lawmakers are pushing a bill called the Home for Good Act to change this pattern. The historical roots of exclusion, the current housing crisis for formerly incarcerated people, did not happen by accident. It began with the era of mass incarceration that started in the late 1970s. Between 1978 and 2013, the prison population in Illinois grew by over 300%. This explosion in prison numbers was fueled by tough-on-crime laws. These policies targeted Black and Latinx communities with mandatory minimum sentences. During this time, the goal of the system shifted away from rehabilitation. Lawmakers focused on keeping people away from society for as long as possible. Even after people finished their sentences, the punishment continued. This created a legacy of involuntary servitude where people remained trapped by their past records. These historical decisions set the stage for the modern barriers we see today. The one-strike rule and public housing in the 1990s, federal policies made finding a home even more difficult for those with records. The one-strike and you-are-out policy was established in 1996. This rule allowed public housing authorities to evict entire families if one member committed a crime. It did not matter if the crime happened on the property or miles away. Families lost their homes even if they did not know about the criminal activity. This policy turned public housing into a place of constant surveillance. Instead of being a safety net, it became a tool for exclusion. Many Black women, who are often heads of households, faced the threat of eviction because of the actions of a guest or relative. This rule helped create a jail-to-homelessness pipeline that still exists. People leaving prison were often barred from living with their own families in public housing. Permanent punishment in Illinois, a major report from 2020 called Never Fully Free, revealed the true scale of this issue. It found that Illinois has 1,189 laws and rules that act as permanent punishments. These are collateral consequences that last long after a sentence ends. They are not part of a judge's original order. Instead, they are triggered automatically by a conviction. These rules block access to basic human needs like work and school. More than 40 of these permanent punishments specifically target housing. Some of these rules act as banishment laws. They prevent individuals from living near schools or parks. In cities like Chicago, these zones overlap so much that almost nowhere is legal to live. This leaves many people with no choice but to stay in shelters or on the street. It makes the pursuit of freedom in Black and white very complicated for returning citizens. The racial gap in stability, the impact of these housing barriers, is not shared equally. In Illinois, Black residents are 8 times more likely to experience homelessness than white residents. This disparity is twice the national average. It is a direct result of systemic overpolicing in Black neighborhoods. When people are arrested at higher rates, they are more likely to face housing bans. Because of these policies, nearly 70% of people entering Illinois prisons already struggle with housing. They are often unhoused before they even get to prison. When they are released, the system expects them to find a home with a record. However, the laws they face make that goal almost impossible. This racial gap creates a cycle of poverty that passes from one generation to the next. The economic cost of recidivism, failing to provide housing for returning citizens, is very expensive for taxpayers. The Illinois Sentencing Policy Advisory Council estimates that recidivism costs the state $1.1 billion every year. Each time a person returns to prison, it costs about $200,000. This includes the cost of the court system, the prison stay, and the social impact on the community. It is a massive drain on state resources. A lack of stable housing is one of the main reasons people are rearrested. Without a home, it is hard to find a job or attend required meetings. Many people are sent back to prison for technical violations of their parole. These violations are often tied to not having a permanent address. Investing in housing could save the state millions of dollars by breaking this cycle. Banishment laws and urban living residency restrictions often act as invisible walls in cities like Chicago. These laws prohibit people on certain registries from living within 500 feet of schools or daycares. In a crowded city, these circles cover almost every block. Some individuals remain in prison past their release dates because they cannot find a compliant address. This is a form of forced imprisonment beyond the legal sentence. These laws disproportionately affect black men. In Illinois, 1 in 42 black men is listed on a conviction registry. Many of these men end up homeless because of these residency rules. Advocates are now pushing to reduce these zones to 250 feet. They also want to remove home-based daycares from the list. This would open up thousands of homes for people who have served their time. A shift toward housing justice in recent years, Illinois has started to move in a different direction. In 2019, Cook County passed the Just Housing Amendment. This law requires landlords to look at an applicant as an individual. They can no longer use a criminal record as an automatic reason to say no. Landlords must consider how long ago the crime happened and if the person has changed. The state also passed the Public Housing Access Bill in 2021. This law was the first of its kind in the nation. It limits how far back a housing authority can look at a criminal record. Now, they can only consider activity from the last 6 months. This change helps prevent old mistakes from blocking a family's access to a home. These victories show a growing interest in black politics and reform. The Home for Good Act explained the most ambitious effort currently on the table is the Home for Good Act. This bill, known as SB 4162 and HB 3162, seeks to create a statewide strategy for reentry. It is backed by a coalition of over 60 organizations. The goal is to make sure every person leaving prison has a plan for housing. This bill moves the focus from exclusion to support. The act would provide millions of dollars for rental assistance. It also aims to build new housing units specifically for people with records. Proponents are asking for between $50 million and $103 million to start the program. They argue that this investment will pay for itself. By reducing recidivism, the state will save money on prisons and courts. The bill treats housing as a human right rather than a privilege. The power of Reentry Navigators, the Home for Good Act, is not just about money for rent. It also creates a system of reentry navigators. These are people who help returning citizens handle the move back to the community. Many of these navigators have been to prison themselves. This lived experience helps them build trust with people who are struggling. Navigators help with many tasks at once. They help people get a state ID, which is needed for almost everything. They also connect people to doctors and job training. Without this help, the complex rules of parole can be overwhelming. These navigators act as a bridge between the prison system and a stable life. They ensure that people do not fall through the cracks. Automating the path to a clean slate, another major change coming to Illinois is the Clean Slate Act. Signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker, this law will begin in 2026. It will automatically seal records for many nonviolent offenses. In the past, people had to hire lawyers and go to court to clear their records. Most people could not afford to do this. Now, the state will do it for them. This law will help up to 2 million residents. When a record is sealed, it does not show up on background checks for most rentals. However, this law does have limits. It does not apply to violent crimes. People with more serious records still have to use the old, difficult system. Even so, this is a huge step toward removing barriers for a large part of the population. The president and the national context, while Illinois is making its own laws, the federal government also plays a role. Donald Trump is the current president, and his administration's policies can influence local funding. Federal grants often help pay for housing and police programs. Advocates in Illinois are working to ensure state laws protect residents regardless of changes in Washington. They want to make sure the one-strike era never returns. The push for reentry housing is part of a larger national conversation. Many states are realizing that permanent punishment does not make communities safer. Instead, it creates a permanent underclass of people who cannot find stability. Illinois is trying to lead the way by proving that housing first is a better model. This model says that a person needs a home before they can fix other parts of their life. Building a safer Illinois in the end, the push for the Home for Good Act is about public safety. When people have a place to sleep, they are less likely to commit crimes of survival. They are more likely to find work and pay taxes. Stable homes mean stable neighborhoods. This benefits everyone in the state, not just those coming home from prison. The history of Illinois has been marked by exclusion and harsh sentences. However, the future could be defined by support and restoration. By dismantling the 1,189 permanent punishments, the state can finally live up to its promise of rehabilitation. The Home for Good Act is a chance to break the cycle of recidivism for good. It is a chance to bring our neighbors home. Copyright, African Elements.